quite decent shed. It wasn't much like that, but it was bad enough to stand in front of us, you know. Like a seat. So the other friends, we had the feast of another martyr. I would have to analyze the gospel for you. But as always, I want you to encourage you to keep going this battle. You notice we have been preaching last weeks about the necessity of keeping, especially, perfect contrition. So there is no excuse for anyone who has no sacraments, who has no priest, who has no means from the church in this moment, because God wants to provide those means through different means. Yes? Because nobody can bound God's law or God's will, God's power. In fact, this is what the epistle of today says. And I will remind you what is the necessary conditions to have perfect contrition. It is extremely, it's an emergency, extremely important that you acquire perfect contrition. That you practice it. That you ask for it, for this grace. That you aim to have it at the end of the day, and during the day even. Perfect contrition is the most important in this moment. So our Lord wants us to see with those positions in order to give us the grace that we need. See? Even if you have daily sacraments, you will not have the graces that you need to be saved if you don't have this perfect contrition. So it's the most important in our part in order to have the grace that God wants to give to us for salvation. So it's three conditions. First, to go to confession as soon as you can with a worthy and valid and licit priest. Yeah? Second, that you hide all your sins and venial sins and mortal sins of your whole life. It's the most difficult. And the third is you hide your sins because the love of God. Because a pure motive of love of God. So, but remember, in order to hide all our sins, we must start by hating one by one. As soon as we commit one, even a sin of vanity, curiosity, or lies, which are very often we commit, immediately we ask pardon to God. I was telling you in one of the sermons, Benedictines, we accuse ourselves three times from our faults. In the same day. So, this is extremely important. This is why people get used to sin, they love sin, and they are friends to sin. They love sin. People love sin. It's why it's very difficult to acquire perfect contrition. But we are obliged. We are obliged to aim to it. And it's a grace that you have to ask for it every day. And also, you are obliged to have to do examination of conscience every day. And the most important examination of conscience is to stir up sorrow. So you remember some lies, some disobediences, some laziness, gluttony. It's in order to stir up sorrow for those sins. So the most important is the sorrow. It's the matter of this of the confession, but it's also the matter of how much grace we want to receive. How much hatred, how much aversion we have towards our own sins. Believe me, this is the most important. From that depends our salvation in this moment. And this is the very reason why God took away from Catholics for the Mass, sacraments, doctrine, priests, spiritual and sacramental helps. Because people were not fructifying, were not giving back to God the dispositions and the graces and the holiness that God expected from us. It's the very reason why Vatican II happened. That God allowed to happen. Because people were not fructifying what they had received. They had masses every corner, many churches every town and cities, and people were just lukewarm, in a sinful life, even not scandalous, but sinful life, because they will prefer gluttony and gossip than to be faithful to God, and to be sacrificing oneself, our time, and for the others. So this is why, on light of that, I want to encourage you. Unless we aim to perfect contrition, at least in the intention, and the working hard for that aim, we might not make it. We might not make it to heaven. Very serious. This is a very serious topic. This topic has not been spoken by the priests. This is a shame. This is why traditional priests, almost everybody, they try to think, they want to think that the most important for Catholics is sacraments. No. No. It's the dispositions of the soul. Because without dispositions, even if we have daily mass, it will not be fructifying, will not be holiness, and will be liable of more guilty, of greater punishment. Because if God gives us a mass, it's for us to fructify it, to give back to God holiness and blessings and thanksgiving and changing our life. If we don't do that, that mass that we hear will be an occasion of more punishment. Instead of being an occasion of blessings, will be an occasion of more punishments. This is why very dangerous, extremely dangerous and deadly, the mentality of today's priests and lay people, who see in sacraments as the highest spiritual help to be safe. No, sorry, no. No, it's especially in us. The problem is in us. We don't want to change. We don't change. Same confession, same sins again and again for many years. And we don't change because we don't hate sin. We're not serious about that. So this is why it's my main encouragement for you. Our Lord said, unless you do penance, you all equally shall perish forever in hell. This is precisely penance. Penance is to regret whatever we do, whatever we commit of mistakes and of faults and sins. To regret it. So God will forgive our offense, and that perfect condition will be, God will be forgetting us our the punishment due to our sins. Perfect condition erases the fault and the punishment. And purgatory, of course. With the purpose of going to confession. With a worthy, valid, and licit priest, which we don't have any anymore, almost. Bueno, worthy, I mean, those who have the faith, no? What I mean? Not worthy, morally speaking, no. O sea, but those priests who are faithful to the faith, who are not compromising the faith, and are licit and valid, yes, there are very few. But it's not a question of priests, it's a question of my dispositions. Is it why what we need is holiness and not so much more priests and more bishops? No. For the same reason, we need holiness. God wants to see in us holiness. This is why He's not giving us more priests. He doesn't see holiness in us. So the fault is always we try to make the fault in the others, in the lack of priests, in the lack of masses. But it's we are deceiving ourselves. The problem comes from me myself, from the inside. I don't change. I don't want to change. I want to have more help, but I don't want to change. So let's analyze in the gospel today. Our Lord said, everything hidden shall be revealed, shall be known by everybody. It's the first point. Because people, because they don't want to change, they want to keep hidden their real intentions, their real life, and to have two faces, one before man, one before God, different. Hypocrisy. It's a reminder. God wants us to be transparent. Means, as we are with God, He wants us to be with men. So, it's for humility. It's for humility's sake. As we are, we should be known by the others, exactly as we are. But people want to give a face, different face from what they are. It's everywhere, that mentality. Everywhere. They love so much their reputation, their image, that they are capable of whatever sin in order to protect their reputation. First great problem. It's a great problem there. Because we don't want to please God, we want to please ourselves and the others. The main focus of Catholics is that, unfortunately. If we really want to please God, we will be careless whatever the people think about us. Careless. And doesn't matter if we commit a mistake and nobody knows about it, doesn't matter. Because we'll be a way of keeping humble of oneself and fighting and recovering the image with God. Even if we don't recover the image with men, doesn't matter neither. Important is that God is going to look at us with contrition, with penance, with humility, and He's going to have mercy on us. It's important things. It's what matters. So what I said, to you in the darkness, say it at the light, daylight. So this is why our doctrine cannot be hidden. We see how many of the priests and bishops, especially the fake resistance, they don't want their sermons to be recorded. They don't want to debate. They don't want to discuss. They want to just to preach for their own faithful. They don't preach for the whole world. Even for the SSPs also, many other bishops. They are not interested in the flock, the universal flock, just for the faithful. You see, they are mercenaries. They are not interested in Christ's glory and souls, but only in their own ground. And we are in a state of necessity. We are in a state of necessity means we are obliged to help anyone, any moment, and always, for whatever country, from whatever country, and without distinction. Because we don't have jurisdiction. So we should go wherever is a need, spiritual necessity. This is not seen anymore in the tradition. On the contrary, they are closing missions and more missions as time passed by. They want to concentrate in their own priories and houses, and they are not anymore opening missions, no, they are closing missions as time passed by. What you hear, preach it. Upon the rooftops. So the Lord wants the light to go out. It's what the epistle says today of St. Paul. Yes. God's word cannot be bound. Must be loose, must be preached, light has to be manifested to the whole world. How many cowards, priests and bishops, and laity, they don't want to say the truth? Because they want to keep their own world, their own benefits. We're full of cowards today. They don't preach the truth anymore. They don't defend against the wolves. They don't put on the public the wolves. And I remind you, when St. Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, names the 12 mortal sins by which we will not go to heaven. The first sin in the list is the cowards. The cowards, the witches, the drunkenness, and the idolatry, they will not inherit heaven. They will not enter heaven. St. Paul's enumeration of mortal sins. The first in the list is the cowards. Precisely because the word of God, the faith has to be launched, it has to be manifested, it has to be defended. And we don't see that anymore. For example, this SPX is not speaking against Francis anymore, against the local bishops. On the contrary, they're working with them. Cowards. Mortal sin. It's a mortal sin to be coward. So this is why Allah said after that, he said, therefore do not fear those who can kill your body. They can do nothing, they can do nothing else. It could kill us, doesn't matter. Fear rather he who can launch your body and soul together into hell. Yes. So people have more fear of the reputation of people, of the government, than fear of God. The fear of God is gone. They have more fear of the government, of the sickness, fear of being left without sacrament, fear of being left without priest, without friends, without family members. Is it there more fear of that than the fear of God? Of offending God? Of not pleasing God? It's everywhere, that attitude. Everywhere. So I said, therefore don't fear, because if even the birds, I take care of them. And they are fed and they are healthy by my hand. They don't work, they don't worry about that. How much more you, my children, rescued with my blood, and you work more than many birds together? Why do fear? Don't fear, no little timere, he says, do not fear. So we fear more men than God. This is a disaster, this is a catastrophe. We saw that in COVID. They want to comply with the government, the protocols, in order not to be closed, the churches, and the fear of offending God was gone. Doesn't matter. Have more fear of the government than the fear of the Lord. And our Lord finished saying, therefore, he who confessed me before men, I will confess him before my Father who is in heaven. This is the last sentence, which is very meaningful, very powerful. So our Lord said, okay, in my will, my glory, my word, my truth is more important for you, and you confess it before men, and I want to cause you a great deal of persecution and being despoiled and being without sacraments, without friends, I will confess you before my Father. You will go to heaven. You will make it to heaven. But if you don't dare to confess me before men, I will not confess you before my Father. I will not defend you. Basically, you are not going to make it to heaven. A coward is why the coward cannot go to heaven. We are full of cowards everywhere. Especially these spirits, full of cowards. So the truth is not for us to win a benefit, to have a good life and to have friends. And no, it's to be persecuted, to be preached. And because today the preaching of the truth is completely against everything, obviously we will be left alone in solitude. So we are alone. Let's face it, we in the resistance, we are alone. But it's because we have been preaching the truth. We should be happy about that. And humanly speaking, we don't see a remedy, but it doesn't matter, because our Lord said, if you confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father. Heaven and the reward in heaven is what is expecting us. So do not fear they kill you. The day and go against your reputation, against take you away benefactors and friends and sacraments and priests, and you are a caste of society, you are crazy, you are a devil. They called me that when I left Silver City 10 years ago. You know the version that they came out? I was possessed by the devil, this is what they say. So in my parish, I was sacristan serving the SSPS for 5 years. Every day, the priest who preached the sermon after I left the monastery for the doctrinal reasons, he said in front of my family, in front of everybody, we give the news, Father Rafael left his monastery because he's possessed by the devil. It's the only thing that we can say. My mother stand up. He left the chapel. No, my mother. He left. He never came back. Yes, of course. This is the consequences of the truth. Yes, but we have to keep going. So, the price. We have to pay the price of Christ. The same price that Christ has to pay. Crucifixion. But we will win heaven for us and for many, our families. It's a beautiful battle. It's a glorious battle. So let's not relax the battle and to risk everything in order to keep faithful to our Lord. In the end. In the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit.